And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Undefeared here on Declare Your Independence. I'm here in the Snack Hawk here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, from the BEAU Default Studios of FreedomsPhoenix.com. All right. We've been building up all day today to get to this today. Bill Ottman from Minds.com. Now, Bill is he was born in 85, so that makes him kind of a youngin', you know. And he's an American internet entrepreneur, freedom of information activist based in New York City, and the CEO and co-founder of Minds.com. Now, Minds is, I'm going to let him explain this. We've talked before, and I just grilled and beat up on and asked all my questions and everything. This time, I'm going to let him tell me all about it. But we talked off air. What I want to talk about is the transition off of the controlled freaking AI, whatever I'm going to make you feels this about that, you know, social media, and we're gone. Now, Facebook done pissed off Bill Ottman, and that was a bad idea because he goes, you know what? I did it. There, you know, bite me. So, Bill, say hello.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me, dude.
All right. This is what I want to get into. This is a Minds. I want you to explain it, but first, tell us why. You know, what happened to you to motivate, and you knew the tech could, and let's go whip Zuckerberg's ass because they're not your friends, they're his, okay? So go ahead and tell me your story, and we'll get into the technology.
Sure. So, look, I mean, I used to be very anti-social media in my early days, but I quickly realized that the internet is becoming basically the central nervous system of the planet, and so I couldn't be, you know, anti-technology, and I discovered that there's nuance between open source technology, decentralized networks versus proprietary, and this is what's happening. Facebook is basically, you know, offering interesting communications tools. So is Google, so is YouTube, Twitter, all of them. You know, there's smart people there building valuable tools, but they're doing it in a totally corrupt, just distorted way that is no longer acting in the interests of the communities that are using the network. So Minds is a fully open source social networking platform moving towards decentralization so that, you know, we don't even have the ability to behave in the ways that Google and Facebook are behaving. Now, look, we're not there yet. We sort of balance centralization and decentralization as we walk, and we know where we want to get, and you know, a lot of this peer-to-peer technology is very new, and you know, we're on the front lines though, and we want to protect people's freedom, privacy, and be as transparent an organization as possible.
Okay, as you're walking this walk, you know, I picked up on that. You know, I got some like background noise. Can you pull your mic up closer, or there's like air conditioning or something I'm getting in the background? You know.
Yeah.
Or heater. You know, I doubt it's air conditioning. And you're in New York, right?
I'm in Connecticut.
Okay, so are you cold? I mean, is it cold?
I'm cold. Those are heaters, but I just turned them off. Is that better?
Still, it doesn't matter. It's clear. No, we can make out, and it's not too bad. Yeah, there they went off. Okay. Yeah, that sounds a lot better. Thank you. You know, the one thing that I had, God, who was it? That was a gentleman, a tech guy, had on Christopher Karabitz from Smart Cash, and he showed me his front door doorknob, and it was like icicles and frost on the inside. Going, wow, you guys, Arizona, man, need to come to Arizona. So when you're saying we're having this balance, we're walking through the this balance between centralization and decentralization, I need that defined a little bit more. The end result that you're talking about, the end is what? What is it that you're trying to, I'm always interested in the goal and the progression towards that goal. You know, as long as you're open about, well, you know, the man could send a Hellfire missile to our servers here and put you down. But, you know, and I remember you saying our policy is and policy, but the enacting of that policy eventually, what is your goal?
So we have Minds.com, and all the code for that is at GitLab.com/Minds. Minds runs on servers. Now we have a parallel project that's called Nomad. That uses every user on Minds has an Ethereum address for their wallet, and Nomad is going to be using Ethereum addresses to verify identity and username, not expose your identity, just verify that it's who is saying who they are. But then it uses a protocol called DAT, D-A-T, which is similar to IPFS, which is a system without servers. It's fully peer-to-peer. So, you know, that's all very young technology. So in terms of hosting a social network that millions of people can use and, you know, easily access, we're going to have to guide people there. It's not the type of thing, you know, if you could easily do it, there would be, you know, dozens of examples of it existing right now where, you know, you could have video and you can have all these features that people love. You know, I mean, look, we're on Skype right now. You know, that sucks. We shouldn't be using Skype. We just on Minds added in a Jitsi, which is an open source encrypted video conferencing framework. So we now have video conferencing on Minds. It's in the groups feature. We're trying to basically, unfortunately, clone a lot of the useful features that major social networks have in an open source, transparent, encrypted way. And what do you make of that?
Well, that's where we're going, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you, because I'll give you an example. What we're doing is we have IPFS servers that we are posting our videos and files and as much as we can to. They link up with some other servers, and we have working with us like James Corbett and Richard Grove, you know, and Luke is like, Radowski's like, yeah, you know, get it all working, I'm in. So what we're doing is we couple a terabyte drive, we put all our files on there and they're pinned. Then it goes to DTube, you know, that we will post. Now we're posting on DTube, and then it populates our servers. But ultimately, we want to post our IPFS servers. Then it goes out, and it goes to these different networks. There's a project called Content Safe that wants to make sure you don't get deplatformed and all that kind of stuff. And they'll interface your files from the IPFS servers and then go and platform on things like Minds. So I'm going, when you're talking about using these decentralized servers like IPFS, I'm going, look, man, you give me an address and a way that we can do it, boom, we're on Minds too. You see my point? So, but I need to have these files pinned so that they never, ever, 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 ever go away, because all these platforms, it's like, you know, Dix and, you know, a lot of these other guys and Media This and Truth and whatever and Press for Freedom and so on, they had all their stuff on these platforms, Facebook or YouTube, and then it's gone. You know, Mox News, 69,000 videos, and it's gone. So Minds being a server, that was one of my concerns, is that, you know, you're still a central control of what, but if you have this other network interfacing with you guys, I want to help. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Anarchapoco, and I'm going to be, Sunday they have an Anarchaforco thing that they're doing, and I'm there specifically looking for these kinds of developers that are the IPFS is pirate communication of, man, we need to be able to post somewhere and it goes into Minds and other social media, but the file is still maintained and formatted on our computer at my knee. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation. A difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yes, I am. All right, I still got you there. I lost your video. You good?
I'm here.
Okay. Now, the you see where we're going with this. You know, I'd love to look at Minds. All right, this is what we did. When they did the big purging, this is what I was waiting for. You know, at the end of 18, I said, do we see it now? When they did the 800 of a lot of the guys we were counting on to cover, and they're gone. And, you know, they don't have a revenue stream anymore. And they attack Patreon. And I'm going, are you freaking feeling me now? So when this happened, I'm going, all right, now here we go. And we kept dark all of our social media. I haven't posted on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter or nothing for years. We survived the purge. But the concept was is that we were going to go, hey, everybody, we're back. We're here. And I'll let you know we're over there. So when we did the over there, where's there? So we set up, we have an account on Minds. We did, you know, Steam it. We got, you know, DTube, YouTube, BitChute, you know, BitBacker, blah, Patreon, everything. And the reason was is so I can go, all right, we're on all these to say we're over here on this one. Which one is that? You know, where am I going? You know, which one is going to be the one? So Minds, I'm more than happy to pimp Minds, but I'm when you start coming up with the opportunity for me to be able to use, you know, my own decentralized and seed and kind of in the, you know, the hash going up and posting, kind of, man, I'm all in. And in fact, I'm going down Mexico, and that's going to be my presentation, is looking for the developers that hear. Bill Ottman said that they're working on this very thing on their own, that whatever the heck, and we're IPFM. Man, here comes the internet 3-point kiss my ass, and 2019 is the freaking year. How far off am I?
Yeah, there, I think...
Wait, let's talk about it. Here we go.
.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. Yeah, Bill Ottman's the man. This is it. We're ready to do it. We're going to do it. 2019 is the freaking year. That's my first question, Bill. Is 2019 the year? I mean, is that, are you feeling it? Is this the year?
I'm feeling it is the year. I think that you know, we've got resources, not just us, lots of projects working on this peer-to-peer stuff are coming to fruition. And, you know, we're going to be launching our Nomad prototype with DAT in mid-February. You'll be at Anarchapulco. We'll be at the Ethereum Denver conference launching it. So, yeah, man, I mean, look, you know, the funny thing with unleashing content into the decentralized wilderness is that for a lot of cases, that's what you want to do. I think that you have to recognize, though, that you are in the minority of people who want to do that with all of their content. Some people want the choice between essentially being able to have quote-unquote control over something, you know, to potentially be able to delete it or take it down. And unfortunately, that goes along with the, you know, administrator's ability to be able to delete content. So you have to, I think, giving users the choice on how they want their content stored is really, you know, that's where it's at.
I got a multimedia platform of, oh, my God, I need a whole bunch of opportunities of how I'm going to whatever, you know. I give you a perfect example. James Corbett did a TSA thing today, and I go, you know, I remember we had a whole bunch of stuff, and we won't fly things back in 2010 when we were doing all kinds, and we had the police coming and visiting us and negotiating that Sky Harbor how we were going to, you know, pass out or opt out bags of blah, 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 blah. All this news coverage, all of the, you know, Blip TV stuff on Vimeo, YouTube, whatever, going in there, boom, this video's gone. Boom, this file's not available. Boom, and I'm going, you know what? I definitely wanted that for freaking ever, and they can suck it. I am not doing this again. I am not putting this stuff up where I'm not going to be able to access it and it not be available, even if it's seated on one freaking single pinned computer file that they can then propagate when it's needed. And I had that happen this last election cycle in October or whatever. CNN had some interview I did with one of the candidates, now Senator Sinema, what's her face, back when I first started doing radio in February of 2003. Man, that story went stupid in that interview. And I'm going, yeah, but I had it on my servers. If it was on any of these other, and it's gone. I'm done with gone. That's the whole reason Minds is there.
The same thing happened to me. I did a bunch of live stream interviews on livestream.com. I had like 20 interviews on there. And yeah, they just deleted everything because it had been a couple of years and I didn't, you know, hadn't gone on there. And so, look, I mean, we're marching. We're getting there, and I think that the ecosystem is maturing, and I don't know. I mean, we need to stay focused, and we need to make it easier for people to use these tools. It's very complicated to you know, to even access these peer-to-peer tools. It's not something that the masses are going to be able to pick up on right away as it sits. So we have to make it just a background feature that protects your freedom. Meanwhile, it feels like the social media that everyone expects.
I don't need to, you know, beat them over the head that, you know, this is a great kind of data that you can look at, and it's behind the scenes. It's never going to. I just need when they want it, when they research it, when you get new search engines that be a coming on these different decentralized platforms, or you have on Minds, you get a search. You know, that's one thing. Search. We can talk about that. You know, that it's there. They go, wow, that's a really cool, and it's gone. You know, all the Levolution stuff of the great videos of, you know, Mox News, 69,000 videos, and it's gone. And I'm going, this is exactly what I'm talking about, and I know, what was your experience? What happened that you go, screw them, I'm doing Minds?
Well, come on. I mean, Facebook has been blocking Minds links for the past year. We built up pages with millions of followers over there, and the algorithms, you know, continue to limit your reach, whether it's, you know, content getting deleted, accounts getting taken down. We've got, all those Facebook purge accounts have come over to Minds, and, you know, we just need to build something that is even protected against ourselves. that's what we're trying to create. It's not an easy thing to create.
No, and it's not. And that's why I'm glad you're going down this road. When we talked last May, I listened to the show again just last week, and that's why I wanted to talk to you. I'm going, because you remember, I'm going all, well, where am I going to be able to put my catapult channel? I mean, you know, I need to, you never take it down to me, freaking, you know, catapulting little kittens in the swirl cactuses. You know, is that going to survive? I copied, you know, the Galaxies of the Guardian 14, and, you know, freaking, I put it up on there. Somebody's going to complain about something. How are you going to do it? So this is, you know, these kind of questions, and who are you up against? You know, these guys. I'm showing an article just came out in Zero Hedge today about the American Empire and its media, and it's all they, them, those, and how they control everything that we get. Minds is out there as an alternative to this with the abuse that Facebook and other social media platforms has done, and you're an alternative, come over here. The experience is very similar to the, you know, someone that's using it. It's the back end that's different. So tell us about that. What as we sit right now, what is it that somebody coming and putting all their effort into Minds, they're going to be protected in the future? How?
The main thing that is fully decentralized on Minds now is the token system. So you earn tokens for your contributions, and then you can use the tokens to basically get free advertising and other perks on the network. You can send them to other users. You can subscribe to other users. So the tokens are on the Ethereum blockchain. You can pull your tokens into your own wallet. You can use them on your own wallet on chain all the time if you want to. Most people like to use them off chain because it's easier, but we encourage people to bring them on chain. And, you know, like I mentioned, simultaneously, we're working on building the DAT system. But that's, you know, you have to access that through the Beaker browser, which is just a little bit complicated. And so we're working on making it easier. And that works in a fully peer-to-peer system, and you can decide in a little toggle on top of the Beaker browser if you want to become a peer and helping host that person's content. And that's where we're going. And
correct me if I'm wrong. What Bill's talking about is this, kind of what we were talking about, the syncing up of the IPFS, you know, servers and so on. If I want to, you know, pin a file, I go like this internet provider, this content provider, I got James Corbett. I love using him because he doesn't have more than a couple of videos a week or so on, but they're really stock, you know, dense of information. So I go, I want to make sure that's forever and always. So what do? I pin his file onto my little server. It's, you know, memory's nothing anymore. Storage is nothing. So I go, that's done. And it's always available to seed the network. It also speeds up when people want it a year later or something. Plus, it's always there. Mine starts incorporating this kind of stuff. It may not be to where, you know, the user coming on there realize it, but it's definitely valuable.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a
definitely valuable, 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 valuable. Now, the thing is that when we come back, I'm glad you're going down this road, but, and the timeline, we'll eventually. And I know a lot of young guys doing this, you're going, oh my God, it's going to take us 10 months. Oh, it's going to take me a year. I'm an old guy, man. You mean you can free me in 3 years? Shit, you're my hero now. You see my point? I got grandkids. I'm waiting for them to be free.
Yeah, I mean, we just hired, like, 6 new full stack developers. So things are moving faster than they've ever moved before. We've, you know, last time I talked to you, we only had like 3 developers. So now that we have some more resources, we can actually get more serious. And, you know, programmers are the key to us achieving this. So I think there's not nearly enough people in the alternative media and in, you know, just the internet freedom movement in general, who have developers on their teams. It's a lot of people who like to talk, but not a lot of people who are able to build.
Yeah, all right, I'll tell you what's going on. Derek Slopey from Agris Hosting is our IT guy and a good friend. I mean, he's just, you know, he's doing this really, I couldn't afford him. There's just no way, you know. And in his time, this is his activist thing is, you know, Freedom's Phoenix, and, you know, we pay him, you know, way below his rate. But so this is his activist thing. Well, what has he done? He's interfaced, you know, created this IPFS network to work because I kept defining what I was talking about. I'm going, look, this is what I want to. I mean, either it can or it can't be done yet. I mean, well, yeah, he's going, yeah, this IPFS, 2 years ago, he's telling me about it. So now it's got to where, so what am I doing? I'm going to Narcopoco. I mean, I usually go, but, you know, I'm not speaking this. Well, I'll be speaking at the Forco thing on, you know, like Larkin Rose and some other guys are doing presentations on that Sunday at the end of it at another hotel. But, you know, the whole reason I'm going there marketing, hanging out with the guys is this. I'm going, look, who are the IPFS guys? You know, the DAC guys. Who wants to be the decentralized of it foreverism? They can suck it. That we are the internet. Because I remember in the 90s as a young activist, you know, I've been doing this since like 88. You know, when I was your age, I am your younger, I'm going, bulletin boards. The BBS system was working great, you know, but it was slow because, I mean, you know, it was phone lines. So you would have all their files. It never, ever went away. They were always there. They were replicated. They were copied. It was this DAT IPFS mindset. Then they went World Wide Web and your Prism, and thank you for playing. And I go, you know, this, we got to go through that. I knew this was going to happen. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. So I go, what I want to do is I want to make sure that we have what? That we have the ability to put stuff up, it's forever there and always, and we share with each other and they can suck it. Where are the guys that are working on that? Who needs the encouragement to say, look, here's a project, freaking Bill Ottman's over there waiting for you guys to get on it. Let's do it, you know? So that's what Pirates is about. That's the encouragement that I'm going to do with these guys. And if you want, man, I'll mention you and say, Bill's looking for, you're doing that and this guy, man, let's go kick ass. Because 19 is the freaking year. Development on anything other than what you're talking about, this kind of stuff, is a waste of time, in my opinion. You feel me?
I feel you. I agree. It's,
Let's talk. Get your response. I get the yammer in the break. So when we come back, I want you to respond to this stuff. Here, we're coming back.
Love what we do? Please help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, looky-see. You know, that's one thing. Bill Ottman from Minds.com we're talking to, he saw, and he goes, I'm going to do something about it. You know, real quick, that right there, you know, you're going to do something about it, and you could, right? You go, how did that start? You know, you just said, you know, screw them, man, and you and a couple of friends and kind of going to kick ass. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple battles that we're fighting. The first one that we really picked up was the transparency battle, which is, you know, okay, you got these juggernaut social network sites, and they're all closed source.
So we needed to build one that was open source. And that's what we started to do. We started to pull together all the tools that were open.
Oh, yeah, see, we got a signals going. The man doesn't like it. They didn't like it. They don't like it. They don't like it. We'll see if he's still there. He'll come back. Yeah, you there? You know, go ahead and turn off your video, and maybe that'll help. Maybe I can turn off my video. That'd help. I'm gonna go. You there? Okay, I'm gonna try and do this. We'll just do audio. Yeah, we'll just do audio. Okay.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, I can see you too. But if you need to turn off your video, that's fine. I got graphics.
I don't know. Something Skype keeps freaking out.
Yeah, because it's freaking Microsoft. Micro sucks. You know, I'm with you. All right, so we'll just go ahead and do the video. Go ahead. You know, you were taking on this project because you saw a need and desire, and you were saying transparency. What do you mean by that? He's still cutting out. Donna Trifone, go ahead and let's use the phone line. Oh, she's not here. Dang it. Well, God, I apologize. We'll go ahead and when you come in again, Bill, just go ahead and start talking and we'll know you're there. Don't wait on me, you know, when it connects again. If you want, we can go ahead and reconnect. Well, go ahead and try and get him on phone here just in case so we can. Oh, you don't have his number? All right. We'll see if you can find that. So what I'll go ahead and do is I'm going to hang up and call him back because I think that'll work better. I mean, he is in freaking Connecticut, you know, getting frozen. I got you there?
I'm switching devices because that machine is freaking out.
That sounds better anyway. Okay, we're good.
All right, so where did I leave off?
Well, the transparency thing. You know, you saw one of the... Go ahead.
You've got multiple battles. You've got the open source versus closed source battle. You know, there's not a single major network other than Wikipedia. That is open source. So, and Wikipedia is not really a network. I mean, it is a network, but it's not like a social network. It's more of like this cooperative editing platform. But
now I got to say this about Wikipedia. Early on after the Levolution and so on, we had a lot of experience with and putting stuff up there, and you got guys up there taking stuff down, changing stuff. It is not, you know, all it's cracked up to be. You know, Wikipedia is very useful, but it's not as pure as people really think.
It is a huge step in the right direction. So they have a sort of community moderation system.
Bias. Which
it is definitely subject to bias, and it seems that there is a little bit of corruption in the process. But at the same time, you have to give credit where credit is due. I mean, what they've done in terms of ripping control away from the proprietary encyclopedias is incredible. They have amassed a knowledge base that is, unmatched.
Yeah, the mechanism by which they do this is awesome. And we were big supporters of Wikipedia until here comes the bias. You know, and I'm going, yep, you know, that's kind of where this, you know, Trive.news thing comes in. But, you know, I'm going, yep, there is a bias. But, you know, the mechanism by which they can bypass, you know, central command of the, you know, but they then become their own central command. Because this is Wikipedia is a perfect example of what I say. If those won't leave me alone, can maintain, enhance, and expand their intrusiveness and control and influence over the individual, they will. And they are through Wikipedia to at least some degree. I'm looking for they can't, because if they can, they will.
No, and that's the difference between, you know, don't be evil versus can't be evil.
Right.
And this is where we're moving. I would not be surprised if Wikipedia starts teaming up with some sort of peer-to-peer protocol. I do think that they're on the right side of history. And then, so we need the same thing to happen with social, and we need it to happen with the money system and you know, into infinity.
I had a listener I was talking to a couple days ago, and he goes, you know, like, don't be evil. He goes, I understand what you're saying. Can't be evil. And the fact that you said that, I know they're listening going, woohoo, I said it, you know, the can't be evil. That's awesome. I'm going to say, well, you know, Bill Ottman's more famous, so I'll say you said it. But what happened is...
I didn't say it. I saw it on, I think, Twitter, actually. I think I saw the Blockstack guys talking about it. So,
awesome.
You know,
No, this is the mindset that we're talking about that we need. So minds is, you know, if this is, I mean, you're doing what you can do as you can do it, and you got some resources now to do it. But, you know, I'm getting the impression with your DAT servers and all this other that your goal is the decentralization of they can't take it down.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also do think that you want the choice.
No,
and
obviously.
So I envision a system that has both options, because there are just, to be honest, things that you can do on servers that you can't achieve in a fully distributed way. So as long as the users are having the choice on how to house their content, I think that that's ultimately where you want to get. It's sort of a polarized view to say, okay, decentralization equals good, centralization equals evil. Realistically, there's a healthy combination of the two where the individual is empowered to have the choice of what they want to do.
No, I'm with you, brother. I mean, one of the things Donna, when she posts stuff, every now and then, especially when you're using something like DTube, that's IPFS, she posts the wrong file. Oh, yeah, reminder, Donna, make sure you send to the Wing Generator guy the full write file. Well, what she did is she put up, kind of the we were recording, 10 minutes before on the streaming because we weren't ready yet. And then we said, all right, here's the beginning of the show. And we do, she posted one and she goes, I hate that you can't take it down. And I go, yep, well, get over it, man. eventually it may go away, but, you post something up, you go, I wish I could take it. Well, then don't post something up. Make sure, or you have the options.
Yeah, just give people the option. I think that you are evolved in the sense that you're ready to just unleash all of your content and you don't care. That's your goal. Most people don't necessarily understand. I mean, imagine you have everybody on Snapchat and Instagram throwing stuff up, that they just don't even understand the consequences of what it means to have your whole life documented. There's also like surveillance issues with that as well. So again, there's weird paradox.
Go ahead and finish your thought.
That's it.
Okay. Well, there's one, it was, I tell this story. Two Halloweens ago, I'm sitting in the driveway at my son's house and doing, there's teenagers, all around there, and talking about, and I asked them, we're handing out candy to little kids, a little fire going on the driveway. And there's like six teenagers there. I'll tell the story.
The new fourth.
Okay, this is what happened. They're sitting there, and I go to them, and I said, you guys do a lot of social media. What do you do? This, that, and everything. And they're talking about Vines and Snapchat. Well, we do Snapchat because it deletes. It's secret. It's not there. And I go, you guys know that, that is still there. I mean, there's, they can pull that up and do it. Of course, the marketing is, no, they never and I always and it's not going to and, that kind of stuff. And I go, yeah, they kind of do. This is that. And one of the girls, she's probably like 13 years old, and she went, she almost looked like she was going to be sick. She was nauseous. And I go, I didn't say anything, but I go, oh, man, I wonder what the hell she's been sending, And these kids, they don't really understand the foreverness of they, them, those on the promise it's going to go away. So I'd love to be able to have these kind of pirate communications where I determine what is and isn't and kind of, that stuff. But we're being lied to all the time. And there's always a new generation of, they just had Apple delisted Facebook and then Google on them being able to be development guys because they were abusing inside the app system in the iStore to be able to follow iPhone users and all the crap that they were doing. So I'm just going, you can't trust anybody. So there needs to be the system of this kind of trust. Minds comes to the rescue. This is your goals. How far away are you?
I mean, we're going to have the DAT system working in a basic form in probably by the third week of February.
Oh, my God. And you're thinking like this is, oh, my God, it's a long ways off. That's piddly shit time to me.
Yeah, but it's not going to be like you have
so
the whole
what?
Lines. Yeah, no. It's pretty significant. But, I do doubt that Snapchat is holding on to everybody's deleted video. The problem is it's totally possible that they are, but it's so video is.
I know
so
somebody
expensive.
Is. I guarantee it's the NSA. Somebody. Oh, they wouldn't do that. That'd be wrong.
Well, it's just so expensive. Video. You know,
Are you killing me? You think the NSA gives a shit? You know, the fact that they got some new congressman like Cortez, what's her face or something, and we got a video of yada, yada, yada 20 years later. This is how they control politicians. They seed, you know, articles in foreign magazines of something, show them in the manila envelope 20 years later. We got this and you're our bitch. You know, Snapchat is the favorite one. Oh, it was secret when you were 12 to 17. Pinky swear. I mean, are you kidding me? That's the first one I would be. You know, the clan. All these guys would have.
No, I don't disagree with you. And ultimately, the problem is that we just don't know. You know, it's. I'll just be honest that from a business point of view, from the central server. Point of view, we had to shut down unlimited video on minds.com. You can only do 50 minutes because it was literally costing us so much money that, you know, we were spending most of our cash on just hosting people's, you know, stupid videos, which, you know, some of them are good videos, but and this is why I care about freedom of information, because ultimately we just don't know. And so, yeah, sure, the NSA could be
Make them pay. All right, we're coming back. Let's talk about it.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
From minds.com, he's telling us what's up. You know, this is one thing, it's like, yeah, you know, we were hosting a bunch of video, everybody in unlimited, and you kind of, man, damn, that's getting expensive. But, you know, memory's, you know, cheap, man, you just go, make them pay in their minds token of, yeah, we'll host it forever as long as every month you pay kind of, you know, is there an option for that? I can hit the forever button as long as I pay. I got my, you know, Prime Video I bought on Amazon as long as I keep my account forever. I mean, you know, you got that kind of thing going on?
No, yeah, we do need to do a forever option and so that. Yeah, that's where we're headed. We're working on the monetization aspect, both for users and for the network itself, just to keep it running. There's just so many moving parts, and it's pretty overwhelming, to be honest. You know, when you have our team is like 15 at this point, and we're up against these networks with thousands and thousands of developers and. It's daunting, but the wild part is that, you know, we're in the conversation, and so are all of these networks, others that you brought up, because there's a will of humanity that wants this to happen.
Yep.
It's the same. It's the same thing that happened with Wikipedia, despite Wikipedia's problems. It happened because there's just an emergent phenomena that. It's almost like an evolutionary thing, I think.
I think it's recognition of something that was always there, you know, for us. Because I get the feeling that, you know, most people want to be left alone, but they want to be part of a community. You know, they want to be able to express themselves. They want to, you know, learn. They want to know the truth of things. They want to, and they're so easily, and humanity has always been, because of the way we're social creatures, are manipulated easily because we're trusting, and we're most manipulated by the people that aren't trustworthy. And if you spend the amount of time and effort, and that's why I encourage and I want to promote, you know, your efforts, is because you're creating an infrastructure that's a little different, that it goes down to the individual taking responsibility for their own content. You know, they are going to be out there and forever and always if they want, and they can pay, and they can, because when you say to me we're in a break, and you'll go, yeah, we're not going to have that ready till third, you know, week of February, and I go, of 19, and you're like, yeah, well, I'm going, That's like freaking tomorrow, man. I'm 57 years old. I've been waiting 30 years for us to even people even think about doing this, much less you already did it. You know, I mean, you know, I'm working on it. I'm going, oh my God. You know, somebody needs to shake you and go, man, woohoo, we're getting there. 19's the year. Smile for me, Bill. I mean, damn, this is the time. Aren't you feeling it? I mean, what's your growth rate, you know, since, because I know a lot of people in minds and investors, they're probably thinking, you know, that Facebook and the man are cattle prodding, herd stampede driving the cattle, you know, outside their pen going to mines. And, you know, are you seeing that, or is there something else that has to happen, or you got to offer to get that?
We are growing. We're growing steadily. I think, you know, between like 25 and 50,000 users a month.
What? That's the one. You're not, that doesn't make you smile?
I'm warped at this point because it's such a monumental growth expectation that people want us to achieve. And, you know, meanwhile, like you mentioned, Facebook, even though they're hemorrhaging and PR, like, you still see them talking about record profits, and, you know, their growth isn't, I mean, they're
ripping off little kids playing games.
I know. No. It's, but you would almost expect that there would be a faster delete Facebook movement than there is. I mean, I think that their numbers are suffering, but it's really speaking to how addicted people are and how people are just not willing to leave something that they rely on.
Let me give you my opinion on why that's happening, okay? I talked to a lot of the guys in the freedom movement, and they still got their Facebook crap, and Ernie, well, I Facebooked you. I go, first off, you're assuming I ever look. Okay, that's your first problem right there. You know, you want to talk to me, you email me. Now, the thing is that why? Why do they use this? Well, it's convenient. Well, you know, yeah, I know. I know there's value. I know their key. I know. I don't care. I know. And kind of, that's where everybody is, whatever. I would go and mirror my presence. I would go over to these other ones if they offered me something significantly different. All right, what's different? You know, mine's is, you know, more the same, and we're different policy. No, I don't need a different policy. I need a different capability. I need the kind of stuff that you're working on with your DAT and all this kind of. When you give me to where I get the option to be public or not, and I am fundamentally different, and they can suck it, man, I am all over that. I'm like, woohoo, these guys right there.
There is a fundamental difference just with regards to the open source nature of the software. I think that, you know, people forget about that. And if it's not open, I try to not use things that aren't free and open source. And it, just getting past that is a huge battle. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
about,
but see, open source, if I screwed you, doesn't do me any good. And you're assuming I even know what the hell I'm looking at anyway. You know, I need, you know, the open source that we got right here, and it doesn't allow for that. It allows for this. We get to do, you know, the mindset, because the support that you are getting is for exactly the nature and your policy and how you're competing with Facebook and what they're doing. That's not your goal. But I need to, you know, I want to pimp you, man. Give me the biggest thing you're promoting minds.com for is that whatever we are doing is open for everybody to see what we're doing. That's one of your big selling points, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to look at that or no.
Well, it doesn't. It's the principle that people who do care could. So the developers can. The community can participate in the development of the app. You can, you know, experts can inspect it to see if it's spying on you,
yeah,
and whatnot. So, you know, a proprietary decentralized system is also a total waste of time. I mean, a fully peer-to-peer, you know, they say that it's, you could never know if something was truly decentralized if it was proprietary. So it has to be open source. Otherwise, you don't even know how the protocol works.
You know, I just had a conversation last night, perfect example of this. Last night, I'm talking to Barry Hess. He's big, you know, run for governor 5 times, libertarian, whatever. He's on Facebook forever. Well, he goes in, he says, all right, well, Facebook will allow you to download all of your file, everything that you ever did. So I'm going, okay, so he downloaded that file. I go, well, can you look at it? He goes, well, I don't know. I just got over there in a thing. And I'm going, all right, do you have to open it up on Facebook? Do you have to have a code from Facebook? Is it data that you can separate all your JPEGs and it's on your hard drive that you can see it? Or is it kind of proprietary and if you close your Facebook account, you can't see your stuff on your computer anymore? I don't know. You know, so on mines, is there a capability of I can download all my stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. But to be like you said, building like super fancy tools for export, there's just so many moving parts. There's so much demand.
So I got to wait till March?
Feature. It's just everyone wants every feature. And, you know, multi-billion dollar companies are even struggling to provide every single feature. You know, half the community wants, you know, full decentralization. Half the community wants subcomments. So, you know, just achieving subcomments and, you know, vote ranking and there's so many different demands and, you know, we also need to be growing. And so, you know, the peer-to-peer stuff is core, but at the same time, you have so many different people asking for so many different things. So we're just trying to take it one step at a time.
Okay, now how do you make these decisions? Is it Bill? I mean,
well, that's why open source is essential too, because we, all of our code and our roadmap and our priority list is all on GitLab.
Well, who determines the priority list?
You can vote. Anyone can vote.
And you go by the vote?
Well, not that many people are voting right now. So, you know, we as a team, yes, we determine priority for the most part, but we're at least building a system where the community can vote. You know, show me another project that does that.
No, I'm hip, man. I'm hip. Yeah. I think you should be a lot more smiling for me. I'm excited about what you're doing. You know, I am like... The fact, all right, did we just hit the
liberty
the,
and yeah, properties?
We can go a little bit after show here. All right. My whole thing is that the very fact that you even took this on and are getting support and anybody helping and develop that you got any kind of progression. I give you an example. Elon Musk said, he goes, yeah, we could be in a matrix right now. We're a simulation. And you go, why would the hell would you even say that? And he goes, well, eventually, at some point, given any progression whatsoever in virtual reality, at some point, we're going to get to the point that we can't tell the difference. We could have already done that. How the hell you know?
Yeah, you know, he said, there's actually a 1 in a billion chance that we're not in a simulation.
Right, you know, and how do you argue that? You know, I mean, it's just, it's like in the Matrix, they go, you know, all your senses are just inputs. You know, I mean, you kind of, you're a computer program, you know, you can be the Oracle, whatever. So my point is with that, is that at any level of progression going towards the right goal, you know, you're going to get what you want. My thing is I am freaking once begun, half done, and you're way past half done. So I am ecstatic that you are there advocating even for this stuff while you're looking at this overwhelming, monumental task that you got in front of you. And hell, you're way down the freaking road, which is why you got people like Patrick supporting you. Now, of course, you got these investors sitting there cracking the whip going, woohoo, get on, man, what rock and roll and whatnot, and only $50,000 a month. And I'm like, they can suck it, man. You just keep going down the right road. Because my biggest problem in a lot of these projects, when I talk to, you know, young guys doing this stuff and everything, is the one thing that they're always losing sight of is they go on about how high they are up on the corporate ladder of the ladder of whatever. Look how high, way up, and I go, it doesn't matter if it's on the wrong wall. I go, who gives a shit? You're up there. You're over on the wrong freaking wall. And then all of a sudden, the wall goes away or nobody cares and they're screaming in the wilderness. If you're going on the right wall, I don't give a crap how tall that wall is, and usually it's the tallest when you're wanting to get away from the man. You know, I'm behind you pushing you, man. You can feel it on your butt, me pushing you up the wall, the ladder. I mean, it's go, it's go, it's go, it's go. How can I help? How can the community help? Where do they need to go? Where am I going to drive these guys? I'm down in Acapulco going, hey, man, you know, mines is men are looking forward and kick ass and doing, and what do you need me to help with?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if we were off air or not, but
we're off now, but it's still recording for the archive.
All right. Well, at gitlab.com/mines, that's where all of the project management happens. That's where all the coding happens. That's where all the prioritization of tasks happen. So any developers, whoever out there that wants to help guide the process can get involved. And, you know, the other thing that I mentioned is that you need the free and open source coupled with the central decentralization. Otherwise, the decentralization is totally worthless because you don't even know what is actually happening. So you may not care or ever look at the code, but the point is that the people who do care and understand it will, or at least have the ability to.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have those together. Just because someone says it's peer-to-peer and, you know, going to last forever, it's irrelevant.
No, you hit me a hello on that. I'm with you, brother. I mean, you know, if it's just that it's not me. You know, see, the thing is that you have this and you'll get supporters like, you know, I go to Derek. I go, Derek, go take a look at this and see what's up. And he goes, wow, they got it going on. This guy, yeah, this one's not ready yet. We'll set it off for 6 months and we'll look at it later. And I'm going, but I know who to ask. The thing is, as a user, you know, I need to be able to get some kind of a, you know, like a truthiness score. On it's what you say, it's kind of like this tribe.news thing, and I go, all right, boom, it's got a score of, you know, freaking it's what he says, okay, that's good for me, and then I don't need to look anymore, you know. I'm like, cool, I'm on that train. So as long as that your ladder is going towards the right, I'm behind you, and whatever encouragement you need, whatever attention you need to go toward, that's what I do. This is the role I take in this space.
I'd like to see if there's a way that we can use our new video conferencing tech for your show.
Because
I don't know what you're using with Skype, but it's possible that we could feed it in from our new video conferencing stuff. So I'll send you a link afterwards, and you can have your tech guys take a look.
Yeah, we're doing we're rebuilding a bunch of stuff. We've been using Zoom a lot because it's been working well for us. But they're just part of the same day them those own the whatever, you know. But so I'd love having this because I don't care. You know, all I need is to be able to go into my my OBS and streaming out to. I go to, you know, we're setting up the restream that will then go to all these different other yada yada yada. I mean, that's what we're doing now. So right. If you got some kind of conferencing thing that works well, I don't care. I'll go, yeah, we're using the mines, whatever, and everybody can suck it. I don't give a crap. It puts a video in.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm putting it up on the site here. Give me the URL for your GitHub, whatever thing again. What was it?
GitLab, very important to distinguish from GitHub.
Okay, give me the whole address. Is it www. Or something else or what?
Just gitlab.com/mines. You can find me at mines.com/Ottman.
Okay, wait. I type slow. All right. It's a link. It's a hot link in the archive. I want people to be able to go straight to it from here, so I want to get it right. www.gitlab.com. .com/mines with an S, and that's all I need, right?
That's it.
All right, boom. And I go like this. Let me finish this so I can feel all comfortable about it. I got it in there. Get in there. Okay, this is extremely... I know how these projects go. I've been doing this a long. I'm overwhelmed now. But you know, enough bulletproof coffees here. I'm on like my fourth one. But you know, I do that, and I, you know, see, I'm just so excited for you. But I just understand how this beats. I mean, are you getting sleep?
A little bit. I was on a flight late last night, but work life balance is very important to maintain. Got to get rest. Got to get offline too, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I'm hip. I'm hip. Get a fresh perspective on, and you know, all this, because I'm. So what do you want me to put on this link? You know, I put in big word. I go developers, click here.
Yeah, great.
Developers, click here to get directly and immediately involved in freeing the planet. Man, let's not sugarcoat it here, man. Let's get to it. All right. There. Boom. All right. That's why I put that up there, because I'm so encouraged. I've been paying attention to what you've been doing. The only problem is that I'm going, you know, are they going down, you know, they're climbing the right wall, you know, because if you're not, then I don't care, you know. And it seems
we're on two walls. We're putting pretty much equal attention towards two walls, because you picking just one wall. So we're on both the decentralization wall and the centralization wall, and you sort of have to be.
No, I'm
here. Both are open source, so you know those are distinct walls in themselves. But I hear you. I think it's a really important analogy. A lot of people waste their time being on the wrong wall.
Yeah, no. This is, well, you know, when Patrick Byrne, that gave me a lot of, because I've had been interviewing Patrick since like, 9-10, back when it was a short selling of Overstock and back, and we've been following his progress. He spoke at our Freedom Summits, and we see him all the time, whatever, and it's been a while since he's been on, but the, he was just on last year, but, you know, I was interested. I go, if he's invested, he's going on, he threw you a little bit of endorsement there. He's like, yeah, these guys over here, a little something, something on the side is, what did he say? What was his motivation? What, you know, is he, you know, he's one of the guys cracking a whip. I mean, what's going on?
No, he's just trying to build a really interesting ecosystem of blockchain technology apps. He just gave a talk at the North American Blockchain Summit called A Blockchain Tech Stack for Civilization. So what he's doing with their portfolio is, you know, through decentralized voting apps and social and identity and different payments tools, building an ecosystem of tech that a country could literally take and run their voting on it, run their money system on it, run their social on it. And it's just it's a really compelling model. And no, he gives us the reins, and you know, he's got a lot of things going on. So I'm so psyched to be working with the crew over there, and you know, couldn't be a better partner, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's because, you know, even though he's still working in the financial system, he's doing the whatever, you know, I know Patrick well enough over the years, and I put him up there with the same kind of philosophical direction of going, and you know, I can do it with the system, and we're going to comply with the attorneys say, and they don't shoot me. I mean, you know, that kind of whatever, but he's going down the right road. And you know, people like that over Blockchain Times and the Liberty Movement have been like Eric Voorhees and Roger Ver and a lot of these guys I put in that category, because Eric's been chased by the man everything he does, you know. But I know he goes, yep, after Shapeshift KYC, we're going to do it this way and expose everybody's asking, and I got some other project that all these other things made me money I'm going to screw you with later and you don't know about it. You know, I've been open about this stuff. One of these days I'm going to go secret, and all of a sudden you're going to wake up and we're all going to be free, and then what are you going to do, you know? So I'm going, you know, this, because it's these people, and I think Patrick is one of those people. When he goes and he says mines, he goes, you know, I'm thinking Bill's one of these people. I want to help. And I'm telling you, there's so much more support out there than I think you realize. It's just, and but you're not seeing it because you're going, how much bad press has Facebook got to freaking get? What the fuck, man? You know, I'm like, shit, yeah. You're not going to, what the hell? And I'm going,
no, like, it doesn't, it cannot get worse. I mean, look, FaceTime literally had a bug so bad that you just had to call someone to listen to what their phone was saying. I mean, Facebook could not do worse. They, you know, I don't, there would have to be like a murder or something. And I literally, that probably wouldn't even do it. So it has to come from both sides. They're not just going to crumble from within. You know, there has to be that magnetism from the outside, from, you know, solutions that are actually as good as them. So we have to catch up. It's not just, you know, they're going to implode, but, you know, there's still going to be a huge community there. It's not going to be as easy for them to die as MySpace did. I mean, MySpace.com still exists. You can still go there. There's still a community there. So You know, it's going to be way harder. I don't know, but they exist and they're, you know, still doing things.
Okay, now this is for the audience, so they don't remember a lot of the younger guys. MySpace.com, here, I'll show you on the screen. You know, MySpace.com was pre-Facebook, and it was my kids. I have four children and the 12th grandchild on the way. I'm in, man. I got my three-year-olds that are own account on their iPad. I mean, I get it. They're blue-faced, you know, enough. You know, they're over here. No, they're outside on the trampoline. Go play. Now, the thing is that when my children were in high school, I remember Hot or Not and all the guys in there picking before Facebook. And then I remember it goes Facebook. And, oh, it's a college thing, but, man, they're opening it up. Woo-hoo! Us high school kids can do it. And that whole transition. But before that, they had MySpace. MySpace, you go on their site, oh, show me how this works. And I'm going, it was a Tia Makila, what's-her-face, did a show of what I'm going, why? Who is she? Is she some singer? I go, why has she got her own MTV, you know, thing or whatever? Who the hell is this person? What's her claim to fame? Well, she's famous. I go, why is she famous? You know, so famous for what? Because she was on MySpace. And I go, seriously, that's it. And I remember a short story, a science fiction thing back in the 90s, I mean, in the 80s, that was about people being followed for their experiences. They were living vicariously through them. They're like, we are change eyeballs, man, and ears, and you just buy albums of them, or you live stream their experiences that are going to parties and so on. And I'm going, wow, this is that science fiction story. And what happens is I'm going, all right, MySpace had my son's and daughter's their favorite music. And I remember my sons would help me in the garage building some wood stuff and everything. And I'd always have classic rock and roll like I got on the rejoiners here. It's Boston and Queen and Led Zeppelin and so on. So they got Boston, Queen, Led Zeppelin up there. But they also had, you know, Tchaikovsky, and they had Korean drum banging. And they had all, it was amazing. It wasn't Americans Top 40. It was their unique stuff that they supported. Their favorite books, their favorite cartoons, their favorite comic books, their favorite music, their favorite movies, their favorite quotes, their favorite. And I go, you know, there's a man sitting back there going, thank you very much for playing, and you, and I'm glad that you did this, and, oh, by the way, what's your favorite color? So then what happens? Rupert Murdoch from Fox, you know, News Corp, buys MySpace for some stupid like $380 million, which is some real freaking money back in the day. Why? It was for all that data. And then here comes my Facebook. Facebook comes. They already had all this other data, and them and their friends and their network and everything else that they mapped out. And a man sitting there going, thank you for playing. Then you find out, you know, InQtel or government sponsor or doing whatever for Google and Facebook. You know, of course. So now we have Minds.com, an alternative that this accumulation of information isn't available. Is it going to be, you know, where you can be private? Is it encrypted accounts? Or is it going to be open? It's open source, but is it open source, or everybody's stuff is there for everybody to take on everything, which I don't care as long as I know. Well, these companies don't want you to know. They want you to put everything up there and your Snapchats, oh, pinky swear, it gets deleted after they view it, when it doesn't really, you know? So I'm going, Minds in this space, when you compare with what MySpace did to my kids' generation and totally freaking got them screwed in their ears, their ankles to their ears, and telling Uncle Sam to do me, you know? And then you go to Facebook, just as bad, Google, just as bad. So now we go to Minds.com, the next evolution in this series of social media that's not serving your ass up for a whole generation, for the rest of your life, up to the man. Make me feel better, man. Tell me what is different.
We've been there, you know.
Yep.
So now we just need to get more people involved, more developers. We need to bring the people who care about this together, and that's what we're doing. So let's do another show next month, and hopefully we can play with Dat.
I'm on it. You know, I tell you, whatever you have now, this stack, you know, that I have, you know, Derek is the guy that would, you know, take a look. I can't throw another, you know, log on his fire, man. I mean, you know, damn, he's busy. But I go, hey, just go check this out, you know, and if we can do with our IPF, is it possible that an IPFS hash can interface with the DAT network, and we could already have IPFS kind of go in with your system and interface in the Minds?
I'm not sure. I have to look into it. I know that they're pretty similar, but they're definitely different. So,
well, I mean, if there's an interface, that's a whole nother somebody else project said, and I go to the guy and say, you do this. Now we got Minds, and we got Steam, and we got DTube, and we got, and we're going to, because that's what we're working on. That's why a lot of these companies are so interested in Derek, because we've been working on it for the past couple of years on being able to do this very thing, you know, to interface with, because what's my goal? I have my video and audio files and a lot of the other files from Freedoms Phoenix and the articles that we put up. It is permanently on a server sitting right there that I'm looking at that syncs up with other computers that will pin our files, which is what you're talking about, that, you know, fans of people and James, and they said, boom, I'm saving all his stuff. Boom, I got it right here. It'll always be available. It's kind of, you know, this Tor thing. So I'm just going, all right, if that interfaces with that, you know, you got some stage of, you know, Apple to PC, and you know, somebody does that, you're going, you're my new best friend, okay? So this is, you know, this is happening. I'm telling you, all you got to do, let me tell you how I get what I want. Before I let you go, Bill, this is how I get what I want. I bitch about it a lot. I go, na-na-na-na-na, and I call it quantum reality. I go, if I complain about something, or I articulate it clearly enough, there's some 18 to 22-year-old kid out there that's going, well, hell, I already did that. It's on GitHub right here, which I had. There's a Logan kid that, you know, Tim Pachoke going to Narcopoco, he's a Liberty Advisor financial guy. He wanted to have a multiple platform recording, putting up different kind of, he's looking for it, and this kid wrote it. He was his first subscriber for $1.99 a month. And then we had him on the show talking, man, this is awesome. And he just put it on GitHub and gave away for free. Boom, there it is. Go peace out. All you got to do is be articulate it clearly what the vision is. There's a gazillion developers out there that want to help you do what you're doing. And I want to help get them over, cattle drive them and say, woohoo, Bill's over there doing it. Let's go kick ass.
Let's do it.
Do it. Boom. All right. Cool. Yeah, hold on a second. All right, thanks, guys. You know, we'll see you, you know, next week. But I'm telling you, see, I'm excited. Rock and roll. We got guys like Bill Ottman, Minds.com, doing this. Now, go to the Day's Archive, and you'll see there, and it'll have a link right in the top of the third hour of their GitLab where you can go over there, and you can just, you know, log right in. You can help and see what you can do because you got something else to do other than saving the freaking planet. Peace.
We have nothing else to do other than that.